Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. The cover of our featured book, Aaron's War, has the following quote: a coming-of-age story that grips your soul and takes you on a thought-provoking journey, unquote. Now, doesn't that make you just want to learn more? The author of Aaron's War is Richard McMaster, and Richard joins us today to talk about his book. Richard, welcome to The Author Show.
Well, thank you. I enjoy being here. Thank you.
Richard, will you give us a quick overview of Aaron's War?
Aaron's War is a World War II coming-of-age love story about a young soldier who can't kill and is overwhelmed by the horrors of war, conflicted by religion, and when ravaged by the memories of that his wartime experience, he has to make some painful choices to leave his wife and child. As he continues throughout the book and eventually confronts the German soldier that spared his life in the war, he faces a decision that could take him back home.
From what I've read so far, this is a heart-wrenching novel that brings to light the realities of war over the romantic visions from the movies. What served as your inspiration to write Aaron's War in this manner?
Well, you know, I think that there are two themes that drive this book. And the first one that was probably the impetus, first and foremost, was the book On Killing. It's written by an ex-Army officer by the name of David Grossman. And in that book, he, in all of his research, he found that only 15 to 20% of soldiers in World War II ever fired at the enemy. And his point that he makes throughout the book is that killing is not an innate attribute of humans, thank goodness, and that many soldiers are not very adept at killing. And in fact, the more sensitive they are, and when there's close-up killing, that results in some major PTSD, which is obviously a very modern theme. And the other theme, real quickly, is that I wanted to get through in this book was kind of it's not a religious book, but a little bit of a religious theme, that on the eve of going to war, Aaron, when he tells his mother that he's planning to marry the preacher's daughter, his mother reveals to him that he's Jewish. And that his father and her father would never allow their marriage. So he goes off to war, realizing for the first time that he's Jewish. And you can imagine, you know, what he has to encounter in World War II, having to do with the annihilation of Jews and what even that religion comes to mean to him.
Wow. So tell me, do you feel that any other author may have influenced your style of writing?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of influences in my style of writing, and I tell you, I'm not sure that you could find any of them. My favorite author of all time is Ivan Dewig, who has passed away a few years ago, but he writes, you know, Western United States, Montana stories, and I'm sure that doesn't really fit with the storyline of any of my novels, but I certainly was influenced by him, and I think in the context that I like prose. I would rather read a book that is well written than a book that has a good story. And so I've always tried to achieve that. And so authors that have a readable style and like an Ivan Dewig have been influences on me.
While you were writing Aaron's War, were you thinking of any particular type or age group of readers?
Yeah, I think that the story line, and I think all of my novels probably appeal to a reader that likes to read a love story, not limited, I hope, to women, but, you know, a story about love. And I think in this sense, anybody that's attracted to military history or World War II history, because there's a lot of that in here, I think anybody that is interested in coming of age, I think, you know, would be attracted to this book. I've always kind of felt that The Notebook was a good example of the kind of novels that I write that have emotion and have good storylines.
Is Aaron's War similar to anything else we may have read?
I don't think so, except to the extent that I think Nicholas Sparks' novels kind of are like that, you know. But no, I can't think of any book that I could refer to about that.
Do Aaron and your other characters resemble people you know, or are they pure imagination?
With one exception, they're pure imagination. I know that my father came back from World War II, I'm told, as a wounded warrior and experienced a good large dose of alcoholism. So I do understand the effects that war can have on men, or actually boys that go off to become men. So that would be the only influence that I could suggest in this.
PTSD is a well-known illness today, but during World War II, it either wasn't recognized or it wasn't talked about. Do you think it had the same impact on returning soldiers then as it does now?
Well, absolutely. In fact, maybe more so, because today I think there's a greater awareness of the existence of PTSD, and there's treatments and there's people that are in people's lives that understand it better and can it be helpful. But it in people that, the warriors that came back in World War II, I think were behaving as they thought they should as men, and turning to alcohol was not uncommon because that's what you did during the war. You know? So, no, I think it's changed quite a bit.
Will Aaron return to us in a sequel?
No, Aaron won't return.
What are you working on now?
My latest book is called Indiscretion Highway, and I'm planning on a release in 2019. It's written. I love it when I hit the final keystroke and can send it off to editors, but I'm looking forward to that. And that's a totally different theme than any of my previous books. I don't think any of my previous books are in the same genre, except that there's a love interest in probably all of the books, but not heavy romance.
Okay, I've got to ask this just because I can't resist. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
Oh, yeah. And I think World War II is a romantic time. And I think that the term romance has been kind of modified over the years. And for some, I think, conjures up the image of steamy romance novels. And when you think of For Whom the Bell Tolls, which was very romantic, and a lot of Hemingway books had the theme, because World War II was a very romantic time. In fact, war has been, up until now, perhaps seen as a very romantic time period. So,
is the picture on the cover of your book an actual photo? And if so, where was it taken?
No, it was created by the publisher.
Why did you choose Iowa as the primary setting for your book?
I'm originally from Iowa, and I am familiar with it. The other thing that I want to say about Iowa is that many people, immigrants that were run out of Russia, for example, Jewish immigrants, found hiding places in America because, you know, they obviously had gone through a very, very difficult time. And that was the case for Aaron's parents. You know, they found a rural area where they could farm, and they didn't have to be afraid to be Jewish.
Is there a specific message in Aaron's war that you would like readers to remember?
Well, you know, I hope that it comes across several things. One is that killing by boys is the root of PTSD and always has an effect. And I think that I hope that people can walk away appreciating perhaps it more, that these soldiers that come home deserve a good amount of our gratitude. The second one, I think, is, and very quickly, the name Aaron I selected because Aaron is actually the brother of Moses. And in fact, he is cited in the Bible many, many times. He received the tablets at Mount Sinai, just as Moses did. But the interesting part of Aaron is that he is not only a high priestess in the Jewish faith, but he has cited often in Muslim faith. He's a prophet of Muslims, and obviously he's revered by Christians as well. And so I hope the message comes across that as to what, how religion has changed today and how people are going to war over religion and how sad that is, really, because Aaron was, as I said, he's considered very highly in all faiths.
I couldn't agree with you more on that. So, Richard, will you please read a short excerpt from Aaron's War for our listeners?
I would be very happy to. After a long silence, Fritz looked back to Aaron. "You still awake?" Aaron, huddled under a blanket, staring across the water, watching a taut fishing line pulsate in the swift current. The moon trailed directly up to his feet. He grunted just enough to acknowledge the question. "I wonder if I'll make it back," Fritz said softly. Aaron pondered the statement, wondering what to say or whether to say anything. "What are you talking about? Don't think like that," Aaron admonished. "Just a weird feeling." Aaron shivered. "Nah, not you, man." Suddenly, the wind shifted to the northwest. Iowa winters usually rode in on northwest winds. "I don't think war is all that they're saying it is. Do you believe all that stuff?" "Nah, it's just talk. What do you think my chances are?" Aaron asked. "I'll bet on you, Mr. Smarty Pants," Fritz laughed. Aaron had earned all A's on his last report card for the first time, but Aaron always got A's. Tony was the underachiever of the trio, struggling for C's. "You know," Fritz didn't finish the sentence, and the moment drifted in the cool night air. "You know, I figure there are two kinds of people," Fritz said, "those who can kill and those who can't." He looked over at Aaron. "Do you remember when Billy Hunter came after you? I heard he sucker punched you. What was that all about?" "Well, Billy thought I put some chickens in the front seat of his truck. Guess that made a mess. Heard you walked away. You could have kicked his ass. Hell, you could kick my ass." Aaron got the point. "Could you, you know, kill someone? Would it bother you at all?" he asked his friend. "Sure I can. Damn straight I could," Fritz answered proudly. "I don't know," Aaron said. "It's hard to imagine killing someone. Seems like they're just soldiers. They'd be like us, wouldn't they?"
Very interesting. And an interesting perspective on killing. So tell me, where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and most of all, where can we purchase Aaron's War?
Well, Aaron's War can be purchased just about everywhere. I've not, maybe not on every bookshelf, but certainly you can go to any online vendor and purchase Aaron's War. You can find out more about Aaron's War and any of my novels at my website, which is lifevoyages.net.
And is Aaron's War available in both print and digital copies?
Yes, it is.
Richard, we have a lot of listeners who are going to love Aaron's War. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. And thank you for introducing us to Aaron, his family, and their story. I do hope when you publish your next book that you'll want to come back and chat with us again.
Thank you.
Here's a compilation of reviews I found for Aaron's War, and it's a great way to close our show today. "This remarkable book offers a most realistic look at the effects of war on the soldier, but also on his family, friends, and fellow recruits. An engaging and informative and thought-provoking tale of survival, love, and faith." Make room for Richard McMaster on your list of up-and-coming authors. And I thank you for listening. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand every day, 24/7. And for those who like audiobooks, please check out our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Please visit us again as we continue to bring you great books and really interesting authors on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.